Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You've probably seen the video by now. If you haven't, check it out at News Radio 930 on Twitter. A teen shoved from a bridge by her friend, hospitalized, lucky to be alive. Sherry Preston joining us live now. Sherry, we're hearing from this girl who was pushed off a bridge. As it turns out, breaking ribs, seriously injuring herself.
Yeah, exactly. This happened in Moulton Falls. It's a water park in Washington State. It's actually closer to Portland, Oregon, and it's a bridge that's 60 feet above the water. And kids go there every summer, as kids will do. You know, there were kids that were swimming in the water. Then kids go to the top. Some of them choose to jump off. And you know, the police chief there says every year they have a couple of kids really getting serious injuries. Well, this young girl, a 16-year-old girl, went up there, and she said that she was just sort of standing there and trying to decide. She was getting scared. She was not getting scared. Jordan Holgerson is her name. She said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, at the same time, and you may have seen the video, another friend comes from behind her and just pushes her off. She got serious injuries. Ambulance crews arrived. She had 5 broken ribs, an injured trachea, bruised esophagus, air trapped in the lining of her lungs, all according to her mom. She's out of the hospital now. She had friends around her. But the one friend who did it had said that she was very sorry for doing it, and she wouldn't have done it had she known the outcome of this. She also knows it's an absurd thing to do, but others are saying, should she be charged with this? And they're still trying to decide now at that point whether any charges should be filed.
Wow, that's what I was wondering. I mean, you watch this video, it's horrifying. Just to see the way she pushes her and what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where, you know, falling into water from that height can cause some really serious injuries, which it did to her. You know, the Clark County Sheriff there that's investigating it saying that, again, kids do this every summer. This happens, but it's really a very dangerous thing. And, you know, people do it out there. People do drown. But you got to wonder, like this other girl, the one who pushed her off the bridge, I mean, you know, what was going through her mind.
Is there thought that if she jumped off another way that she wouldn't have sustained these injuries, that maybe it's the way she fell, or was this bound to happen whether she was pushed or whether she jumped?
Well, yeah. I mean, experts say, seriously, when you fall into water from that height, you clearly have to fall in the right direction. I mean, people are known to do this. They train for a long time if they're actually going to do this. But, yeah, she says she kind of blacked out when she was falling there. And she doesn't really remember how she felt, but she was trying to land so that she wouldn't sustain as many injuries. But, I mean, imagine it's like landing on a table or something like that. If you're from that height going into the water, I mean, you would think you would want your feet to go down first, but clearly didn't happen because, as she's seen, she's sort of flailing, and she said that she thinks she fainted in the air because it took her a long time to fall. And if you watch the video, you can actually hear her fall hit the water. Hear her hit the water. So it's a really shocking video, and a lot of people are talking about it today.
Yeah. Now, is Jordan forgiving her friend?
She's forgiving her, and she's saying, you know, she was asked by a reporter afterwards, you know, how she's going to pick her friends in the future. She says she'll be a lot more careful. She says, you know, she has talked to the friend. The friend has said she's sorry. Other people are saying, you know, I don't think that the full forgiveness has come there yet, but again, I'm not these kids' parents or their mom, but, you know, what she's saying is, you know, she's reached out to her. They have discussed, but at this point, it's still kind of, you know, keeping an arm's length.
All right, Sherry, we appreciate the update. That's Sherry Preston joining us live. If you haven't seen that video yet, check it out at News Radio 930 on Twitter.
Yeah, and we're not kidding. I mean, it really is horrifying to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.